Turn with me to the word of the Lord, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse number 16.
Vamos al libro de Jeremías.
While you are turning there, I am so thankful to be back home.
Capítulo 6, 16. Mientras van ahí, estoy tan contento de estar en casa.
Amen. My family and I had a wonderful time, but we were ready to come back. So,
mi familia y yo pasamos muy muy buen tiempo y estamos contentos de estar de regreso.
I'm going to be continuing with, it's actually a new series, but it's a prelude to what I spoke before I left.
Voy a empezar un nuevo serie que es parecida a lo que ya hemos estado hablando.
Jeremiah 6:16, thank you for standing so long. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein.
Así dice Jehová. Paraos en los caminos y mirad, y preguntad por las sendas antiguas, cuál sea el buen camino, y andad por él, y hallaréis descanso para vuestra alma. Mas dijeron, no andaremos.
Verse 17 says, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken.
Puse también sobre vosotros atalayas, que dijesen, escuchad al sonido de la trompeta, y dijeron ellos, no escucharemos.
Would you put your phones, your Bibles down? Would you lift your hands with me as we pray?
Pongan su Biblia a su lado y vamos a orar.
Jesus, we are here for you today. Lord, we are here to lift up your holy name. I pray today, Father, that you would bind every distraction. Lord, that you would bind every opposing spirit, whether it be human or demonic, that would come against your will today. Father, we release the perfect will of God to flow in this place. I pray that revelation knowledge would flow. I pray, God, that you would change our hearts, Father, according to your word, according to your purpose. I pray today, Lord, that you would help us as we go through this journey of life. We need you today. And I pray that you be with us. Hide me behind your wings, Lord. Hide me behind you, Father. I pray today, Lord, that you be lifted high in this place. Jesus, be lifted high in this house today. Lord, we lift up your name today. Would you just worship him for a few more moments?
Alábale, hermano, por un poco más de tiempo.
Jesus, we love you in this place. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Can you just lift up your voice for a few moments? Can you just lift up your voice for a few moments? There's victory in this house. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated today. To all of our guests that are with us, we're so thankful that you are here today.
Todos nuestros invitados, estamos tan contentos que estén con nosotros.
I see it. Would you help me welcome our guests that are here? We love you.
Iglesia, démosles la bienvenida. Les amamos.
Amen. This scripture was given in a prophetic word that was shared with me.
La escritura se me fue dada en un tiempo profético a mí.
I shared this in the last message that I spoke about burning the plow.
Y compartí esto la última vez en el sermón que se llama quemando el arado.
And because it was a few weeks ago, I'm going to recap that prophetic word.
Y porque es solamente unas semanas atrás, voy a volver ahí.
The title of this series that I'll be going into is called The Old Path.
Y esta serie que voy a empezar ahora se llama El Camino Antiguo.
And I'm going to flow just as the Lord leads.
Voy a seguir como el Señor me dirija.
And I'll be continuing this word on Wednesday.
Voy a continuar en esta palabra el miércoles.
And I want to reiterate that it is imperative that you show up to church this Wednesday.
Y voy a reiterar lo importante es que te parezcas aquí el miércoles.
As I believe we will be having not only a brief word, but a time of all church prayer.
Porque yo creo que no solamente vamos a pasar un tiempo aquí como siempre, pero un tiempo de oración.
This prophetic word was given, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but it said that there is a generation that is hungry for the mantles of the previous generation.
Y voy a parafrasear un poco aquí, dice que hay una generación que tiene hambre de los mantos, que se les entreguen los mantos.
Hungry to be used by God.
Hambrientos por ser usados por Dios.
A desire to change the world.
Un deseo por cambiar su mundo.
Mantles of prayer.
Mantos de oración.
Of fasting.
De ayuno.
Study and knowledge of the word.
De conocimiento y estudio de su palabra.
The Spirit-led evangelism that led the thousands to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
El espíritu de evangelismo ha dirigido a muchos a recibir el Espíritu Santo.
Healings, miracles, signs, wonders.
Sanidades, milagros, señales y prodigios.
I believe with all my heart that this is that generation.
Y creo con todo mi corazón que esta es la generación.
That we are that generation.
Nosotros somos la generación.
I believe that despite the naysayers, there is a remnant of believers that want to see God do the impossible.
No importa lo que se diga, pero yo creo que esta es la generación que quiere ver lo imposible.
I believe that generation is seeking after those mantles of old.
Yo creo que esta generación quiere buscar esos mantos.
But there's only one place that those mantles can be found.
Pero solamente hay un lugar donde estos mantos se pueden encontrar.
There's no way around it.
No hay atajos.
But it's the old path.
Pero es el camino antiguo.
There's no way that we can access that anointing.
No hay manera que podemos tener acceso al ungimiento.
That true anointing that breaks the yoke.
El verdadero ungimiento que rompe el yugo.
It's on the old path.
Es en el camino antiguo.
On the old path, there are mantles of previous generations.
En ese camino antiguo hay mantos de antiguas personas.
Mantles that are waiting.
De mantos que están esperando.
To be picked up.
De ser levantados.
Not in the name of the T.W. Barnes or the Bishop Cole.
No en nombre de una persona, de algún obispo.
But for those mantles to be picked up. And to say, just like Elisha said, as he smote the waters of the Jordan, where is the God of Elijah?
Y así como Elías, ¿verdad? Que le pegó al agua y dijo, ¿dónde está el Dios de Elías?
I'm tired of hearing stories.
Estoy cansado de escuchar historias.
I'm tired of hearing testimonies about it.
Estoy cansado de escuchar historias de cuando salen a evangelizar.
I desire to see God move in Chicago and that there be a fire that would completely consume this city.
Deseo el mover del Señor, el fuego moverse en la ciudad.
It saddens me that 100+ years ago now there was a prophetic word of outpouring in Chicago.
Para mí preocupante que hace 100 años atrás hubo una palabra profética aquí en Chicago.
Yet the 100-year mark has passed.
Y esa marca de 100 años ya pasó.
And we have not yet seen what God wants to do here in this city.
Y aún no hemos mirado lo que tiene que pasar en esta ciudad.
There is something that has been in my spirit that has been smoting me to say, God, give me Chicago, lest I die.
Hay algo en mí que me dice, dame Chicago, Señor, o muero.
God, I want to see you move in a mighty way in Chicago, no matter what.
Quiero verte mover en una manera poderosa en Chicago, no importa cómo.
I believe that there has been such a love for the world that has tried to creep into the church.
Creo que hay un amor aquí que trata de fluir en la iglesia.
Egypt has tried to infiltrate the church.
Egipto trata de infiltrarse en la iglesia.
And we have become okay with idols within our house.
Y hemos estado cómodos con ídolos en nuestras casas.
We have been okay with a little leaven.
Y estamos muy a gusto con lo poco.
And I fear that if we don't take action,
tengo miedo que si no tomamos acción,
we will be put to the side and God will use another.
Vamos a ser echados al lado y Dios va a usar a alguien más.
Would you lift your hands with me?
Pueden levantar sus manos conmigo.
And would you connect to the spirit of what the Lord is speaking to the church?
Conectarse con el espíritu de lo que quiere hacer Dios en esta iglesia.
Jesus, I pray as we begin this series, Lord, Father, that you would ignite a fire, Lord, on our altars, God, that you would ignite something within our spirit. Lord, not to look to the right or to the left, but to look to you from where our help comes from. I pray, God, that you would help us pick up these mantles of old. And God, that you would break through the carnality, that you would break through, Lord, our idolatry, that you would break through, God, all of these things that we are trying to bring with us when you have told us to leave it. I pray, God, that we would pick up our cross and that we would burn our plows, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Un aplauso al Señor.
On this path, it is dusty, it is worn out, it is old.
Y este camino antiguo es viejo.
It's unattractive.
Polvoriento, ya no se puede caminar.
But it's littered with mantles that are waiting for us to pick up.
Pero está lleno de mantos que están esperando el
lugar de Dios. Matthew 7:13 says, "Enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it."
Mateo 7:13 dice, "Entrad por la puerta estrecha, porque ancha es la puerta y espacioso el camino que lleva a la perdición, y muchos son los que entran por ella. Porque estrecha es la puerta y angosto el camino que lleva a la vida, y pocos son los que la hallan."
In 1 Kings 19, where we left off before my family went out of town, we saw that Elisha was called by Elijah.
Y vemos en Primera de Reyes 19 cómo Elías fue llamado por Eliseo.
The Lord had given Elijah 3 anointings.
El Señor le dio a Elías 3 unciones.
And in chapter 19 we see that Elijah laid upon Elisha the mantle that he had.
Y vemos cómo Elías le puso el manto a Eliseo.
And as I spoke last time, Elisha, as he was plowing, stopped plowing. He took his plow, burnt it, and sacrificed the oxen.
Y vemos como ahí en el capítulo 19, como Elías le estaba ofreciendo quemar ese holocausto en ese arado y lo quemó.
This series is a series about entering in to your calling.
Y la serie es que tienes que entrar en tu llamado.
I believe that we are at a place right now where many are seeking to know what God has called you specifically to do.
Creo que estamos entrando en una temporada donde tú estás buscando qué es lo que Dios tiene para ti específicamente.
But there is a process that God is wanting to bring us through.
Pero hay un proceso del cual Dios nos quiere llevar.
There is no way around it.
No hay atajos.
There is no way that you could be exempted from this process.
No hay manera de que te seas exento a este proceso.
And we see that Elisha burnt his entire way of life.
Y vemos como Elías quemó todo su vida completa.
His income.
Lo que recibía.
What he did for a living.
Lo que hacía para vivir.
Everything that was related to his past.
Todo lo que estaba relacionado a su pasado.
He sacrificed it for the call of God.
Él lo sacrificó para el llamado de Dios.
And the scripture that I had mentioned the last time, where Jesus was saying that no man is fit for the kingdom of God if he's holding his hand to the plow and still looking back.
Y yo mencioné la última vez que ninguno es llamado si aún siguen manteniendo sus manos en el arado y mirando hacia atrás.
God is an all or nothing God.
Dios es todo o nada.
We can't bring with us our past into this new season that he wants to bring.
No podemos traer nuestro pasado a esta temporada al cual nos quiere llevar.
But there is a decision that you must make, young man, young lady, seasoned man, seasoned lady.
Pero hay una decisión que tienes que hacer, joven, hermano.
There is a decision that we must make to leave the past behind and enter in to his calling.
Y hay una decisión que tenemos que tomar de dejar nuestro pasado y seguir hacia adelante en lo que Dios nos tiene.
And so we see that there is not much talked about with Elisha after First Kings 19.
Y no podemos mucho que hablar con lo que está pasando con Elías en Primera de Reyes.
We don't hear too much about the process.
No escuchamos mucho acerca de su proceso.
That Elisha had to go through.
Que Elías tuvo que pasar.
But in,
Eliseo, perdón.
In Second Kings.
Y en Segunda de Reyes.
Chapter 2.
Capítulo 2.
We see that it immediately goes to Elijah being prepared to be taken up.
Y vemos cómo en el capítulo 2 Elías estaba listo para ser tomado.
It says in chapter 2, verse 1 of 2 Kings, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal.
Aconteció que cuando quiso Jehová alzar a Elías en un torbellino al cielo, Elías venía con Eliseo de Gilgal.
And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel.
Y dijo Elías a Eliseo, quédate ahora aquí, porque Jehová me ha enviado a Betel. Y Eliseo dijo, vive Jehová y vive tu alma, que no te dejaré. Descendieron pues a Betel.
There is application to the process in which Elisha went through.
Hay aplicaciones por las cuales él tuvo que pasar.
And I want you to listen as I go through this for a moment.
Y quiero que escuches esto por un momento.
But what we don't see is the process that Elisha had to go through before Elijah was taken up.
Y no vemos el proceso de lo que pasó Elías antes de que Eliseo fuera tomado.
It would seem that Elisha was just given a mantle and then Elijah left.
Podemos pensar que solamente él recibió el manto y él se fue.
But if we're not careful, we are quick to miss that Elisha had to go through Gilgal, Bethel, Jericho, and Jordan.
Pero si no tenemos cuidado, no nos podemos dar cuenta que Elías tuvo que pasar por Gilgal, Betel, y Jericó y el Jordán.
Each of these places has a deeper meaning.
Cada uno de estos lugares tiene un significado profundo.
And throughout this series, I am going to be breaking down the deeper revelation and meaning behind the process of ministry.
Y a través de este estudio les voy a enseñar cada uno de ellos lo que él pasó para este ministerio.
For you theologians, I am drawing an application.
Para ustedes teólogos les voy a traer aplicación.
This is not the context.
Esto no es el contexto.
But Gilgal has a specific meaning.
Pero Gilgal tiene un significado.
And I say this in the fear of the Lord, is that every person that is to answer the call of God must go through a Gilgal.
Y digo en el temor de Dios que cada persona que tiene que pasar por ese lugar, Gilgal,
must go through a Bethel.
Tiene que ir por su Betel.
You must go through a Jericho.
Tiene que ir por su Jericó.
You must go through a Jordan.
Y tiene que ir por su Jordán.
And today, we begin at this place called Gilgal.
Y hoy empezamos con este lugar, Gilgal.
But before we get there,
pero antes de que vayamos ahí,
I want to talk to you,
quiero hablarte,
about a very special ministry.
De un ministerio muy especial.
It's a very special process.
Es un proceso muy especial
that the Lord brings us through.
Que el Señor nos trajo.
There are many that are called to this ministry.
Hay muchos llamados a este ministerio.
It's called the dipstick ministry.
Es llamado a ese chequeo de su ministerio.
Don't be called to the dipstick ministry.
No seas llamado a ese chequeo de tu ministerio.
I'm going to go there real quick.
Voy a ir ahí.
But you see, there is a process that God brings us through.
Pero hay un proceso por el cual Dios nos trae.
A process where God develops our calling.
Un proceso por el cual Dios nos desarrolla nuestro llamado.
You see, many of us as we enter in to this new relationship with Christ.
Muchos mientras vamos a esta nueva relación con Jesucristo.
We have to have our character tested.
Tenemos que tener nuestro carácter probado.
And for some of you, you'll understand this more than you might understand Gilgal.
Y para muchos de ustedes entienden eso más de lo que entienden Gilgal.
But think of this, in a car, you have most cars now that are still oil-based, that run off of fuel, they have a dipstick that you could check the oil.
Como tú sabes, muchos conocen los carros, ahora todos son por gasolina y tienen aceite, tienes que poner la varilla para chequear el aceite.
If you opened up the hood of your car, you would see a little oil sign and you pick that up to see the oil level within your vehicle.
Y levantas el cofre y todos sabemos que tienen un alambre para que tú puedas revisar el aceite, el nivel del aceite.
And that is how you're able to know whether you need to have an oil change, if do you have a leak.
Y es así como te das cuenta si tiene que haber un cambio de aceite o tienes un liqueo.
And I know some of us are mechanics here, but I am not.
Yo sé que hay muchos quizás mecánicos aquí, pero yo no.
But here's the thing is that people are called to this dipstick ministry.
Pero aquí les digo a aquellos que han sido llamados al ministerio de chequear su ministerio.
Pastor Mike, they're going to check how much Holy Ghost do you have in the tank.
Pastor Mike, vamos a revisar cuánto del Espíritu Santo tiene en su vida.
They're called to test your character.
Se llama examen de carácter.
They're called to test your response.
Se llama chequear su carácter,
la
respuesta.
This is something I've learned about the beginning stages of being called by God.
Esto es lo que aprendí en los primeros etapas del llamado.
Is that God is going to keep putting you through tests?
Es que Dios te va a seguir poniendo a prueba
until you graduate.
Hasta que te gradúes.
And so I want to talk to you about a few of the tests.
Así que voy a hablar contigo acerca de unos pocos exámenes
that God had to put me through.
De los cuales Dios me puso.
And I think some of you may have gone through them before too.
Y quizás algunos de ustedes también han ido pasado por ahí.
Just with a different story.
Con diferente historia.
My jefe is over there.
Mi jefe está allá atrás.
My first boss.
Mi primer jefe.
And I had a man named Paco.
Y teníamos un hombre llamado Paco.
That was a part of the dipstick ministry.
Que era parte del chequeo de ministerio.
Paco did not like me.
A Paco no le caía yo bien.
Amen. Can we figure out what that is?
Your path.
Okay. Is there something I need to do?
Connect
the
stack all the way in.
Yes, it is.
Before you move.
Okay. Awesome. It's not second service yet, so we could do the little test. I didn't move.
All right. Can you give me a mic? Praise God. This is the dead sick ministry right here.
Amen. All right. So Paco did not like me.
Entonces, a Paco no le caía yo bien.
Everybody say Paco doesn't like pastor.
Digan todos a Paco no le gustaba el pastor.
He didn't like pastor.
No le caía bien al pastor.
I wasn't pastor then. I was punk 15-year-old kid.
No era pastor aún todavía. Yo era un joven.
That got taken out of high school for really good grades.
Que Dios lo había sacado de la escuela con muy buenos grados.
My grades were so good that they just had to take me out.
Mis grados eran tan buenos que mis padres me tuvieron que sacar.
But here's the thing is that jefe was teaching me how to climb trees.
Pero mientras mi jefe me estaba enseñando cómo subirme a los árboles.
And we would see who could climb the tree the fastest.
Estábamos viendo quién podía subir el árbol más rápido.
If you didn't know, I was doing landscaping.
Como no lo saben, yo hacía antes corte de
and there would be one person that would be holding the rope.
Y había una persona que estaba agarrando la cuerda.
And another would go up the tree, cut the limbs off.
Y alguno iba para arriba y cortaba las ramas.
And then they would let you down.
Y después se bajaba.
And so, as I was learning how to climb up the tree and prune the trees or whatever you call it.
Entonces, mientras estaba aprendiendo cómo subirme y tirar las ramas.
There were multiple times where I would go up the tree and Paco,
había muchas veces que yo me subía al árbol y Paco
was holding the rope.
Estaba deteniendo la cuerda.
And so there were several times,
entonces había muchas veces
where Paco,
donde Paco
dropped me,
me soltaba,
and I burnt my hands.
Y quemaba mi mano.
And I had a choice.
Y tenía una decisión.
To cuss Paco out.
De decirle, llamarle a Paco.
To get in a fist fight.
De tener una conversación con él. Pelearme con él.
Or to let it go.
O dejar nada más eso ir.
Jefe, I never cussed him out.
Jefe, nunca le dije, lo maldecí.
I never got in a fist fight with Paco.
Que nunca tuve esta con Paco.
But what he was doing was he was checking the Holy Ghost inside of me.
Pero lo que él estaba haciendo era chequeando, revisando el Santo Espíritu en mí.
Let's check that meter of how much Holy Ghost do you have inside of you to see how you respond.
Vamos a ver la medida del Espíritu Santo que tienes y que cómo respondes.
Pastor, what does this have to do with the old path?
Pastor, ¿y cómo que tiene que ver esto con el camino antiguo?
It has everything to do with it.
Tiene todo que ver con esto.
Because God is trying to teach you how to be filled with the Holy Ghost and go through this process of life.
Porque Dios te está enseñando cómo llenarte con su espíritu y entonces poder ir a través de la vida.
And how you respond to these things affects your anointing.
Y cómo respondes a estas cosas afecta tu unción.
You see, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance.
Los dones y llamados sin arrepentimiento.
But here's the thing, is only those
pero
with character,
solo aquellos con carácter,
with integrity,
con integridad,
being sinless,
sin pecado,
living a life of repentance,
viviendo una vida de arrepentimiento.
I'm not saying you're always going to be perfect,
no te voy a decir que siempre eres perfecto,
but there is a place of maturity
that lugar,
God wants us to get to,
pero hay un lugar de madurez donde Dios quiere que estemos,
to where those mistakes become few and far in between.
Donde los errores se hagan menos o más distantes uno del
otro. To where we are growing.
Donde crezcamos.
Where we are maturing.
Maduremos.
To where we're not stumbling over the same thing over and over again.
Donde no estemos batallando con lo mismo una y otra vez.
I had another boss that I will not name.
Tenía otro boss que no voy a nombrar.
He was not a jefe.
No era el jefe.
But he taught me.
Pero él me enseñó.
How to respond whenever someone accuses you falsely.
¿Cómo responder cuando alguien te acusa falsamente?
To where I was 16 years old.
Era 16 años de edad.
I was shoved up against the wall by him.
Me puso sobre la, por la, en la pared.
Questioned.
Haciéndome preguntas.
And falsely accused.
Y acusándome falsamente.
What do you do?
¿Qué es lo que haces?
I ask God, what are you trying to teach me?
Y le pregunté a Dios, ¿qué es lo que estaba tratando de enseñarme?
I had another time where I was asked.
Estaba otro tiempo, tuve que preguntar.
To take care of some trim.
De que me tuviera cuidado de un corte.
Brother Adam, he told me, I want you to brush the stain on the trim.
Y el hermano Adam me dijo que pintara lo que es el piso de, un, de madera.
And so, instead of brushing it with a paintbrush,
en vez de hacerlo con la brocha,
I gathered them all together on a big table.
Lo puse todo en una mesa grande.
And I got a big roller.
Y agarré un rodillo grande.
And I rolled it.
Y ese rodillo lo rolé.
And it looked exactly the same as it was supposed to look.
Y se miraba exactamente como se tenía que ver.
In my defense, it was innovation.
Y mi defensa era la innovación.
But my boss came to me.
Pero mi voz vino.
And he said,
y me dijo,
did you use a brush?
¿Usaste la brocha?
On the stain.
En esta pintura.
Did you use a brush?
¿Usaste la brocha?
And I said, yes.
Y le dije, sí.
And he said, you're fired. I'm like,
y me dijo, estás despedido.
What?
Dije, ¿qué?
He pulls up the roller from the garbage can.
Sacó el rodillo de la basura.
And he says,
y me dijo,
what is this?
¿Qué es esto?
And I was fired.
Y estaba despedido.
And so I got to learn.
Entonces tuve que aprender
that it's better
que es mejor
to be honest.
Ser honesto.
And take the time.
Y tomar el tiempo.
And do what you're told.
Y hacer lo que se te dijo.
Than to cut corners.
Que agarrar atajos.
I was 16, guys.
Era 16, era de 16.
But these are the things that God was trying to teach me.
Pero estas son las cosas que Dios trataba de enseñarme.
He was trying to see How are you going to respond to these little things?
Estaba tratando de enseñarme cómo voy a responder estas pequeñas cosas.
You see, some of us are dealing with little things right now, and we're failing on these little, small things.
Algunos de nosotros estamos batallando con esas pequeñas cosas. Estamos fallando con esas pequeñas.
But we say, God, I want you to use me in this miraculous, marvelous way.
Y le estamos diciendo, Dios, queremos ser usados con estas cosas maravillosas, poderosas.
But he can't even trust us with these small, little, integral decisions.
Pero aún no nos puede confiar con esos pequeños momentos de integridad.
I'm trying to impart something to you right now.
Trato de impartirte algo en este momento.
Is that God is wanting to get us past some of these old things.
Es que Dios quiere que pasemos estas cosas viejas.
Some of these things that we hold on to.
Estas cosas que aún seguimos reteniendo.
You see, I'm going to switch it now over to Gilgal.
Y voy a cambiar ahorita lo que fue Gilgal.
The word Gilgal,
la palabra Gilgal,
means separation.
Significa separación.
It means rolled away.
Significa una, un círculo.
When we go to the Bible and we look at what was the significance of Gilgal.
Cuando vamos a la palabra de Dios vemos cuál es la significancia de la
Gilgal. Gilgal was where they crossed over the Jordan.
Gilgal era el lugar donde pasaban, pasaban el Jordán.
After being in the wilderness for 40 years.
Después de estar en el desierto por 40 años.
They crossed over the Jordan and they laid up 12 stones that were a memorial.
Cruzaron el Jordán y pusieron 12 rocas que era como memorial.
Are you still thinking about the paint or the stain? I need you to get here. He's over here like messing with my son. With these things, we look at scripture and we see that Gilgal was the place where not only the 12 stones were laid up,
donde vemos, cuando vemos estas cosas, no solamente el lugar donde estaban estas 12 piedras.
But it was the place where Joshua circumcised all of the men that were in the wilderness that were not circumcised.
Pero también fue donde Josué circuncidó a todos esos hombres que no eran circuncidados en, antes de cruzar.
And all of the men say, ouch.
Todos los hombres digan, ouch.
But what this signified was covenant.
Pero lo que significaba era un pacto.
Joshua was bringing back the people of Israel into covenant with God.
Josué trae otra vez al pueblo en pacto con
Dios. What was the signifying difference between the Israelites and all others?
¿Qué era lo que significaba la diferencia entre los israelitas y otros?
It was the covenant of circumcision.
Era ese, pacto con Dios, con la circuncisión.
It was a covenant with the one true and living God.
Era un pacto con el único y verdadero Dios.
This signified the rolling away of the past from Egypt.
Era, esto significaba salirse de lo que era Egipto.
When we walk into this new covenant now through repentance, baptism, in Jesus' name and the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Cuando caminamos en nuestro en este nuevo pacto, nuevo nacimiento, el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
We enter into covenant.
Entramos en este pacto.
With Christ.
Con Cristo.
That's regeneration.
Es una regeneración.
And now we enter into the process.
Y ahora entramos en el proceso.
Of sanctification.
De santificación.
This is the lifelong process that we all go through.
Y este es la, el proceso de la vida que todos tenemos que pasar.
These are the things where the dipstick ministry is being activated in your life.
Es aquí donde esa, esa medida, ese chequeo de nuestro espíritu es chequeada.
That God is going to test you.
Donde Dios te va a probar.
In Gilgal.
En Gilgal.
He's going to test you.
Te va a probar.
Until the reproach of your past,
hasta que el reproche de tu pasado,
is rolled away.
Se remueva.
And this is the problem, is that many of us get stuck in Gilgal.
Y este es el problema, que muchos estamos atorados en Gilgal.
Many of us get stuck with holding on to the past.
Muchos estamos todavía atorados deteniendo el pasado.
Holding on to the plow.
Deteniendo todavía el arado.
And not entering in to Bethel.
Y no entramos todavía a Betel.
And so what God is trying to get us to do,
entonces, lo que Dios quiere que hagamos,
he is calling us into deeper waters.
Nos está llamando aguas más profundas.
He is calling us into deeper relationship with him.
Nos está llamando una relación más profunda en
but
él.
It requires us to take our hand off of the boat and take a step into deeper waters.
Pero requiere que quitemos nuestras manos del bote y que caminemos en aguas más profundas.
I don't want to be one of the disciples watching as Peter goes and walks towards Jesus.
No quiero ser uno de esos discípulos que miraron a Pedro caminando hacia Jesús.
But I want our faith to be so strong and so high that each of us, when we hear that call from God, that we take those steps.
Pero yo quiero que haga ese espíritu, esa llama en cada uno de nosotros, que cuando Dios nos llame, podemos tomar esos pasos.
Would you lift your hands with me, Jesus?
Podemos levantar nuestras manos.
Pray, Lord, that you would help us. Help us with our past. Help us with these areas that we are having to work on, God. In the name of Jesus.
Ayúdanos, Señor Jesús, con todas esas áreas de las cuales tenemos que trabajar.
It's in Gilgal where our faith is tested.
Es en Gilgal donde nuestra fe es probada.
You see, there's a point of where we as a church, we have crossed over the Jordan.
Y hay un punto aquí, todos aquí debemos de cruzar el Jordán.
We have now acquired property. We're acquiring Bolingbrook, where the Lord is opening up amazing things.
Estamos tratando de obtener un nuevo edificio. Bolingbrook también estamos haciendo cosas diferentes.
But as the pastor had said, it has never been about a building.
Pero como el pastor ha dicho, esto no se trata de un edificio.
We can go in to Bellwood and do absolutely nothing.
Podemos ir a Bellwood y hacer absolutamente nada.
It's possible.
Es posible.
To me, it's not.
Para mí no lo es.
But I know that it is possible for us to be so carnally minded.
Pero para mí yo sé que podemos estar mentalmente carnalmente.
That we just accept.
Que solamente aceptemos.
Where we're at.
Donde estemos.
But I'm speaking to this generation that is desiring more.
Pero estoy hablando a esta generación que quiere, desea más.
I know this is not a preachy message.
Sé que este no es un mensaje, una predicación.
But I believe that in our heart of hearts,
pero yo creo que en corazón de corazones,
we know that God is calling us to a place of separation.
Que Dios nos está llamando a un lugar de separación.
A place of being separated from the world.
Un lugar de separación del mundo.
In 2 Corinthians 6, 17, it says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Dice 2 Corintios 6, 17, por lo cual salid en medio de ellos, y apartaos, dice el Señor, y no toquéis lo inmundo, y yo os recibiré.
Is your life a living reflection?
¿Es tu vida una reflexión viva?
Of a separated life.
De una vida separada.
Do you see the old man in the mirror every time you look?
Miras a ese hombre viejo cada vez que ves en el espejo.
Do you see the chains of your past?
¿Ves los cambios del pasado?
There's freedom.
Hay libertad.
There's wholeness.
Hay plenitud.
There is newness of life that is available for you and I.
Hay nueva vida que está disponible para ti.
But the problem is that we lack faith in the word of God.
Pero el problema es que estamos teniendo falta de fe en la palabra de Dios.
We truly do not believe what the word says.
Y no creemos lo que dice la palabra de Dios.
This is biblical illiteracy.
Esto es algo bíblicamente.
If we truly believed with all of our heart what it says,
si creemos completamente con todo nuestro corazón lo que dice,
I would be different.
Yo voy a ser diferente.
You would be different.
Tú vas a ser diferente.
And so this is why we say, Lord, increase our faith.
Es por eso que decimos, Señor, aumenta mi fe.
I'm not getting on you right now. I am encouraging us as a body to grow.
Te estoy animando como iglesia para que crezcas.
I believe that by the end of this year, our level of prayer is going to flow, is going to crash through the roof.
Yo creo que para el final de este año, nuestro tiempo de oración como iglesia va a llegar hasta el cielo.
I don't know when exactly, but the Lord has already put it on my heart that we are going to be going into a season of prayer like we have never been in before.
Yo sé que vamos a estar en un tiempo de oración como nunca antes, no sé cuándo, pero como nunca antes vamos a estar ahí.
David had to go through Gilgal.
David tuvo que ir a Gilgal.
Not literally, but in a cave.
No literalmente, pero en una cueva.
Jesus had to go through the wilderness.
Jesús tuvo que ir por el desierto.
And in every one of these situations,
y en cada una de estas situaciones,
1 John 2:16, I've preached about it before. It says, for all that is in the world, these are the three battles, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Segunda de Juan 2:16 dice, porque todo lo que hay en el mundo, estas son las tres cosas con las que se lucha, los deseos de la carne, los deseos de los ojos y la vanagloria de la vida no provienen del Padre, sino del mundo.
I'll be continuing this on Wednesday as I feel there are some things that are better suited for Wednesday to talk about when it comes to separation.
Voy a continuar esto el miércoles porque yo creo que cabe más que esto sea para este día.
But I invite you to come.
Pero voy a invitarte a que vengas.
I invite you, if you are hungry for more, to be there this Wednesday.
Te invito que si tienes más hambre de Dios, vengas este miércoles.
We will have a special time of prayer.
Vamos a pasar un tiempo especial en oración.
I'm going to be closing with this, and I don't know where it's going to land.
Voy a cerrar con esto y no sé cómo esto va a acabar.
And Brother Hagar and I are going to do our best to do this, as I'm going to be referencing an article.
Y vamos a hacer el mejor que podamos porque vamos a hacer referencia a un artículo.
But I read this and I felt led of the Lord to share this with the church.
Y yo estuve leyendo esto y sentí que tenía que compartirlo con la iglesia.
As I believe this is one of the greatest attacks.
Porque yo creo que este es uno de los ataques más grandes.
Against the church today.
En contra de la iglesia.
I already said that the three main elements of battle that the enemy will bring is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
Ya mencioné las tres cosas con las que se lucha: los deseos de la carne, los deseos de los ojos y la vanagloria de la vida.
This article was from the Washington Times, and I do not read the Washington Times. I'm not advocating.
Y este es un artículo que es del Washington Times. No lo voy a estar leyendo como tal.
But this is some excerpts from this article.
Pero es de donde sale ese artículo.
It says American Christianity has fallen.
La iglesia cristiana en América.
Thanks to cultural corrosion and a lack of biblical literacy.
Está cayendo desde por el en la erosión.
A new fake Christianity is now being preached within the American church.
Una cristiandad falsa se está ahora predicando entre la iglesia.
This counterfeit religion is moralistic, therapeutic deism.
Y esta nueva iglesia cristiana es terapéutica. Terapia moralista de deísmo, perdón.
This is hard to interpret, so thank you for your patience.
Gracias por su paciencia, hermano.
George Barna, whose February survey showed that, I'm going to call it MTD from now on, moralistic therapeutic deism, showed that MTD, or watered down, feel good, fake Christianity, is the most popular worldview in the United States today.
Y este artículo, este hombre que escribió esto acerca del Vamos a llamarle TMD, de terapia moralista, de deísmo. Dice que en estos tiempos los cristianos lo han diluido tanto y esto es lo que se ha vuelto más popular ahora en lo que es la cristiandad.
One of the reasons for this fake Christianity.
Y una razón por esta cristiandad falsa.
Is that there are Christian elements in it, but it's not really biblical.
Es que hay elementos cristianos, pero realmente no son bíblicos.
They'll use terms like love. They'll use the name of Jesus, but it is not from a biblical perspective.
Ellos usan el término amor y cosas, pero no están en la Biblia.
So it says, what is MTD exactly?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que es el TMD exactamente?
He answers and he says, the moralistic perspective is we are here to be good people and to try to do good.
Entonces simplemente lo que está diciendo es que trata de moralizarnos y hacernos buenas personas.
The therapeutic aspect is everything is supposed to be geared to making me feel good about myself.
Entonces la moralística de este lugar, de esta persona, de lo que él está leyendo, es de que trata de hacerte sentir solamente bien.
And ultimately happy.
Y últimamente feliz.
I'm not gonna keep going through this exactly. But there are Christians that are preaching this message. Christians.
Pero hay cristianos que están predicando este mensaje.
That are preaching this message.
Que están predicando este mensaje.
And they're calling it progressive Christianity.
Y le están llamando cristiandad progresiva.
They disagree with Jesus.
Están en desacuerdo con Jesús.
On sex.
En el sexo.
On the Bible.
En la Biblia.
On heaven or hell.
En ir al infierno.
On atonement.
En el tormento.
And these are, if you are talking to anybody outside of your circle,
y si le hablas a alguien fuera de tu círculo,
these are some of the attacks that the church is being affected with.
Este es uno de los ataques que la iglesia ha tenido.
Is that we need to accept everyone.
Así que tenemos que aceptar esto cada uno.
That if they're a good person, if they're a moral person, they will be saved.
Que si eres buena persona, eres una persona moral, vas a ser salva.
What does this have to do with Gilgal?
¿Qué tiene que ver esto con Gilgal?
It has everything to do with it.
Y tiene que ver todo con ello.
Because in Gilgal,
porque en Gilgal,
you could choose yourself.
Puedes escoger de a ti mismo.
You could choose iniquity.
Puedes escoger la iniquidad.
Or you could choose to separate from the world.
O escoger separarte del mundo.
If we would truly believe this word,
si verdaderamente creemos esta palabra,
things would be different.
Las cosas serán diferentes.
Stand with me.
Vamos a ponernos en pie.
These are some of the things that I'm hoping that we can answer throughout the next few weeks.
Esta es una de las cosas que me gustaría que respondamos durante estas semanas.
Is what is keeping me from praying?
Es que me está reteniendo de orar.
What's keeping me from fasting?
¿Qué me está reteniendo de ayunar?
What's keeping me from studying the word?
¿Qué me está deteniendo de leer, de estudiar la palabra de Dios?
What's keeping me from sharing the gospel?
¿Qué me está deteniendo de compartir el evangelio?
These are some of the things that we must answer.
Estas son de las cosas que tenemos que responder.
As we take these steps towards answering the call of God.
Mientras respondemos al llamado de Dios.
There is no way around prayer.
No hay atajos para la oración.
There is no way around fasting.
No hay atajos para la.
There is no way around studying the word.
No hay atajos en el estudio de la palabra.
There is no way around sharing the gospel.
No hay otra manera ni atajos para compartir la palabra.
These are the ways of the old path.
Estos son los caminos antiguos.
Would you just lift your hands with me right now?
Vamos a levantar nuestras manos, hermano.
If you need time to pray, they'll put the prayer music on after this song.
Si necesitas tiempo de orar, van a estar la música para que ores.
But I really just want to encourage us right now to pray as a congregation.
Pero quiero animarte a que oremos como iglesia.
Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you would search our hearts. Lord, where the love of the world still resides within us, I pray, God, that you would help us uproot these things in our past. That you would help us uproot these desires, God, of sin. That you would help us, Father. Lord, we are in desperate need of you. We can't do this without you. Lord, I'm sorry for trying to at times. I'm sorry for trying to do this without you. Lord, I repent today. I repent, Father, for every sin in my mind, every sin in my heart. And Lord, I acknowledge my desperate need for you. I acknowledge my desperate need for your help. Lord, I pray, God, that you would break, Lord, break all the disunity. Break all the gossip, all the backbiting. Lord, help us answer the questions that we've been asking of faith, of why we do what we do. I pray, Father, Lord, that you would encourage those that have been battling today. Jesus, that you would help us as we take steps forward for your kingdom, for your plan. I pray, God, that this word would be hidden in our heart. Lord, as so many are seeking, so many are growing, so many are going through different seasons in life, I pray, Lord, let this word hit where it needs to hit in our lives. Let us not just be hearers, but doers of your word.